All right, 7:44 in the evening, Saturday, September 19th. Hello from Michigan, audio boo special number, I don't know, number 4. I guess I should keep track of this stuff. Just a little quick something to throw out. I'm once again sitting in the backyard, but it's evening time, so I hear different critters and different sounds. Kids on the street, kids next door playing in, well, they were playing in the yard a minute ago. Somebody's radio in the distance. Airplane flying by overhead. But I'm here to tell you a story. Was out grocery shopping today, doing a little bit of last minute running about to get some dinner going. And as I was going up and down the aisles of the grocery store, I happened across a mom and her young son. Mom had grabbed one of those kitty-friendly carts, the ones, I don't know if any of, and all, or all of my lovely listeners here know what these are, but the front end of the cart basically has a big plastic car attached to it, so the kids can climb in the front seat of the car and buckle themselves in, and they got a steering wheel and a little horn, and they pretend like they're driving the buggy around the store, and it keeps them happy, and it keeps them out of mom and dad's way. But in this particular instance, Mom had her back turned to the cart, was getting something off the shelves, and as I was walking by, I happened to see this lovely little brown-eyed, blonde-haired little guy, I don't know, 3, maybe, old enough to get himself in trouble, crawling onto the top of the car section. Now, this is about 3 foot off the ground, and it's fairly easy to do. You close the door on the thing, and you put your feet up on the door, and then you reach up, and you grab a hold of the plastic roof, and you start to haul yourself up. Well, I walked by, and I took a look at him, and I knew that wasn't the best thing in the world for him to be doing, so I tried to give him the stern dad eye, you know, that, you know, don't do that, y'all, I really ought to get down kind of look. But I wasn't trying that hard, because it was an adorable little sight, because he knew he was going to get himself in trouble, and Mom had no clue what was going on, and, you know, looking at that from a dad's point of view, I would have wanted to encourage him, actually, in that case, because it looked like he was going to have a blast. So, he was reaching across the side of the cart to grab a hold of the top of it, and he stopped, and he looked up at me, and he caught the semi-serious dad eye, and he looked all shocked and worried at me, and his mouth dropped open, and then he saw that I had a little bit of smirk on my face, because I couldn't keep it in, and he gave me the biggest grin, like, yeah, I know, I'm being bad, aren't I, and continued on his merry way, just crawling back up on the roof, and I at him, and I just went on my merry way as well, because he wasn't going to get, you know, even if he fell off, I think he wasn't going to get hurt. Because he wouldn't have had very far to fall. And anyway, the second I made that noise and moved on, Mom turned back around and saw him and caught his attention and didn't yell at him, but I heard the sounds of a mom telling it, you know, getting a child to stop doing what he was doing. But it was adorable. And it was just a moment I just had to mention. For no other reason than it was cute. So, wow, 4 minutes already? Okay, that's enough of that. So, that'll do it for this episode. This has been Jim, this has been Hello from Michigan, and we will talk to you later. 4 minutes.